Welcome to Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. So we're going to be going through an episode of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003 series and connected to teachings from the Bible. The name of the show came from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So we're going to be covering the episode Meet Casey Jones. So this is the fourth episode of the series, and this is where we get introduced to Casey Jones for the first time. The plot of this episode follows somewhat closely, especially Raph's first encounter with Casey Jones, very similar to the Raphael number one series, which was the first of the individual character issues from the original Mirage run of Ninja Turtles. So in this episode, we get to see, once again, we're starting in the lair and they are training. And so Raph and Mikey are sparring and, it's fairly even, but it's very clear that Mikey is doing a lot better than Raphael is. And so, and it's the same thing that is happening in the original Raphael number one, where Mikey, now he's not in the original comic, Mikey wasn't as much of a party dude. He was kind of, originally, and you can even read the notes from Kevin Eastman in the comics that they've put out, that IDW has put out with the original runs, that Mikey was pretty much actually a more relaxed version of Raphael, that he wasn't as much of a, he wasn't as much as the party dude as he was until the cartoon. And so he is now that way, but he's still, he's poking the bear, he's poking at Raphael, and so then when Mikey declares himself the victor, which he is, in this sparring match, Raphael loses his temper and tries to beat Mikey with a pipe. But his brothers get in the way, stop him from doing that, and he's horrified by his actions, and he has to leave, so he runs off. It would, completely normal that, he just almost did a very horrific thing to his brother, and he leaves. So as Raph goes out on his own, he comes across some purple dragons who are about to mug a lady with a purse. And instead, we get to see Casey Jones intervene. And, Raph doesn't really get in his way because he's like, he's stopping a bad thing. No reason for me to get involved. But then Raph sees that Casey is about to take things too far. And so he intervenes. And so when he intervenes, this leads to a game of cat and mouse between Raph and Casey fighting and sparring and clashing over method, that he's like, you're taking this too far, you can't do this. And then eventually the two separate, and Casey shouts loudly for everyone to hear that he's like, if you want to clear the air and fight more, come fight me, Central Park and on Friday. So then on the other end, while Raph is doing all of this, Donatello and Mikey and Leo are continuing their lives with Splinter at the moment. So this is very clear that Raph running off on his own is pretty normal. Like, they're not really that concerned about him. And so through this, they discover more of the lair that they call home, and discover that the secret elevator that leads to an abandoned warehouse. And they realize that, this is where they could put the battle shell because it didn't, fit where it was. And so because Mikey is begging for Donnie Biddle's like, come on, just do this, all this super awesome stuff. And Donnie's like, I don't have time to do this. I've got enough to fix up here. And then when Raph returns, he apologizes, and then his brothers work together to get the battle shell up and running, and all under the direction of Donatello. Once again, proving that Donnie is an MVP of the Ninja Turtles. Through that, they go and meet Casey at the park, and they fight together. And this where they come to accept Casey Jones as part of the clan, part of the family, however you want to do it. And so for me, this is some of the best fight choreography that happens in this episode. We see the ninjutsu action, you know, of Leo fighting, and then and I really love how they depict the brawling style of Casey Jones against Raphael. Like, that's some really good fight choreography in this episode. This is, for me, this is the best so far of the four when it comes to fight choreography. So the biblical theme for this episode is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. And this is what it says. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. And so, as I mentioned before, the main crux of this episode is Raphael figuring out how to control his temper. And he realizes that when he looks at Casey Jones in action, he sees himself and he sees what he was going to try to do to Michelangelo because he was going berserk. And so one of the things I actually really do love in this episode is that when Raphael is about to hit Michelangelo with a steel with a pipe, Leo, you know, holds him by the arm, and then Raphael does the exact same move to Casey Jones to stop him from going too far in the fight. And he's trying to, you know, be the bigger person and try to keep Casey calm and from going too far. And it doesn't work. And that's where it leads to all of the fighting. And then Casey realizing that, he's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did this. Because I shot my mouth off and announced to the whole block where I was going to be at one time. The Purple Dragons were able to set up an ambush. And because of the intervention of the Turtles, you know, his life was spared. And so Casey, in the moment, he learns the lesson that Raph was starting to learn from Splinter, and it finally gets to him. Now, for us as Christians, there can be a lot of injustice in the world, and there's a lot in the world to be angry about. There's oppression that happens on a daily basis, injustice, and that's at the world level. You know, poverty, food insecurity, food deserts. There's just so much. The list is really never ending. And then, that, like I said, that's the world level. But then on top of it, there's the individual level of individuals who are facing bullying or neglect, poverty, all these different things that can lead to resentment and anger and very incredibly rash actions, like this proverb is talking about. That if you're slow to anger, you'll have great understanding, but if you have a hasty temper, that exalts folly. So this is the exact lesson that Casey Jones learned is great for us as well, that when we are facing these moments, that, you know, being bullied or some kind of injustice or neglect or, you know, any kind of those, you know, things that are not fair in the world, and we're dealing with this, it's part of our faith to show how we respond. We're going to show our faith by how we respond to those types of situations. That if, you know, disobedience if you're a parent or a teacher or a manager or a boss of some kind, you know, dealing with disobedience in, you know, your children, you know, you could be angry and fly off the handle at a moment's notice, and that can terrify your children. That might get them to act properly, but they're going to fear you, which I don't necessarily view as a good thing. And the same thing with your employees. Like, if you're a manager or a boss or a shift supervisor or something like that, if all you do is yell when there's something goes wrong, then they're going to fear you, not respect your authority. And then also the same thing will happen if you're being bullied. If you respond to the bullying in anger, you could end up biting off more than you can chew. You know, I mean, now granted, we're supposed to stand up to bullies, but we should not stand up in anger. You know, we should stand up in confidence and strength and knowing that God is with us. And so when we face these struggles, controlling our temper is really important. Now, it's not say, now the proverb doesn't say don't be angry. It's saying being slow to anger means that as your anger does rise, because you're going to be angry, that's okay. I mean, even Jesus was angry. Remember, he chased out a bunch of money changers out of the temple, and he tossed tables and chased them with a whip. So that's within the realm of possibility of something that Jesus would do. So for us to understand is that we need to know that our anger has to come from an understanding that, yes, we're going to be angry, but are we understanding what is causing us to be angry? And are we in control when we respond? Because if we only respond in anger, then that leads to people being hurt as well. So when we are angry and we respond, anger can't be the only thing that we have. We also have to be tempered with Christ's compassion. Christ was compassionate towards those who who spoke ill of him, who were plotting against him in his own death. I mean, Peter, you know, took out, according to tradition, Peter took out the sword and sliced one of the servant's ears off, and Jesus healed that man. He said, put the sword away. And so they could have done that. They could have led an uprising, but Jesus was like, no. This is what we're going to do. And so for us as Christians, I want to encourage you that when you are facing those angry moments, that instead of being angry and lashing out, instead, you know, understand where your anger is coming from and know that your response, instead of it being angry, instead be compassionate towards in your response. Because what Raphael did is like, you know what? He could have let Casey Jones, was like, you know what? I'm going to leave him be. He's going to bite off more than he can chew. And he's just going to hurt someone someday. And that's not my problem. Instead, he responded with compassion towards Casey. And was like, we've got to get him in line. We've got to get him to control his temper, or something really bad is going to happen that Casey's going to either be on the receiving end or he's going to cause. And so we need to do that as well as Christians. So I want to encourage you that if you are struggling with anger, find out and really reflect and talk to God. Be like, why am I angry? And where is this anger coming from? Because it might not be what you think it is. There might be a deeper reason behind it. So I want to encourage you to do that, to remember that you are going to be angry, but remember to respond with compassion. Amen. So how am I going to rate this episode? This episode is perfect. I'm going to give it a perfect 5. There's just no reason for it not to be. I mean, there's some great funny moments when Casey Jones and Raphael give a score to Leo for doing that split kick that he had been working on in the episode. And Casey's like, I give it a 10. And then Leo looks at Raph, he's like, you're only giving me 6. He was like, that's the most I can give. And so it's just great humor in that. But like I said, the fight choreography, this is some of the best that's been in the show so far. Great story moments. We get a little bit of a tease of the history of that there's something really special about the lair that the Ninja Turtles are staying in. And so it's just, you know, great. Like, it's just a top-notch episode. From what I remember, there are lists of the top 10 episodes of the 2K3 series. This is on that list. It's pretty high up there because, it's pretty cool. It's perfect. So watch this episode. It's great. All right, so anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf or at frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a comment below in the comments section if you're watching this on YouTube. Be sure to follow listening to this on Spotify. Remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. And cowabunga.